Why did you come to church this morning? Did you come to sing praises to God? Did you come to pray with others? Did you come to read or listen to the scriptures? Did you come to worship, or did you come to listen to the Lord? Did you come to worship? Now, all these things, these reasons to come to church this morning, are great reasons, but they are not the reason you came. You came here because God called you to Himself. You are here because God called you to be here. You are the chosen of God. Thousands of Kamloopians this morning are worshiping God all over the city in many, many different churches. But tens of thousands have chosen other things to do this morning. On this beautiful day, some have gone to the beach. Others leisurely brunch on the patio. A few crazy people are playing golf or other sport in the heat. And still others are sleeping in, vegging in bed. Let me say it again. You are here this morning because you are called by God. Now, if you're not a Christian and you're here this morning, welcome. Perhaps you came with a friend or a family member. Perhaps you're just curious. Again, I say, welcome. We hope that in some small way you will hear the calling of the Lord. Now, I've already told you the story that I was to tell to the children, and God is leading them toward either confirmation or baptism, depending on what happened when they were just after their birth. But remember, our role is the responsibility is to guide and nurture each one of them. Okay, here we are, called to be God's people, the children of the Lord. What now? What do we do? This brings us to our second call, the call of the Spirit. Over the last few weeks, Pastor Steve has taken us through the lives of some very special people in Scripture. Abraham was called to leave his life in Ur and go to some place called Cana, which was so far away he'd never heard of it, and maybe it didn't even exist yet. And Moses was a happy shepherd with a wife and family, and he was called to lead his people out of Egypt, where he was deathly afraid to go. Let me add Amos, who was a successful keeper of sheep and had a big herd. And he was also a dresser of sycamore trees, it says in the Bible, fig trees, it means. He had an orchard of fig trees. He left his home in Judah and traveled north into Israel and to the king. And he told the king that if he didn't change his treatment of the poor, Israel would be destroyed forever. And it was. The people in Jesus' time, that whole area was no longer part of God's people. And then there was Samuel. Samuel was called as a child. He was called to be a prophet, a judge, a leader of his people. These leaders were literally called by God. They actually talked to God. And they weren't always eager to do what God asked them to do, just like the cats. But the important thing is that they answered the call and took up God's challenge. I wonder if you were called like Samuel. Did you hear God calling in the night? Samuel's life had already been dedicated to God. He didn't know God, but he served Eli. Are you jealous of Samuel? Wouldn't it have been great to hear that, get up and know that God was calling you? His way was clear. Samuel would serve as a priest and a prophet and a judge and a leader in God's people right there. That brings me to Paul. Paul was called directly by the Spirit of Jesus. But he reminded his followers that what Jesus had said. They would all receive the Holy Spirit. This includes all of us here. When we live by the Spirit, we are given gifts. These gifts include evangelism, or the ability to talk to people about Jesus, or to write the stories of Jesus, pastors, prophets, teachers, workers of miracles, and all kinds of miracles in our generation that have happened because of the work of people. Healers, helpers, administrators, and those who speak in tongues and interpret tongues. Wonderful gifts that the Spirit gives us. But all gifts must be presented with compassion and in love. So what is your gift of service? Say it again. So what is your gift of service? Me, you say? I don't have any of these gifts. Oh, yes, you do. I guarantee it. As a matter of fact, you are the children of God. God has given you, Paul said, all of these gifts, some in greater amount than others, but at least you have some. So what is your gift? Perhaps I should take a moment and tell you about God calling me. Maybe that would help us to understand this calling process. I attended senior boys camp at Gull Lake Baptist Camp near Red Deer, Alberta. The camp coordinator was Dr. Archie Gordon. And if some of you remember my sermons, you understand how important he is to my life. Recently, he had just returned from a lifetime as a missionary in India. A lifetime there was 45 years. He was also the minister emeritus of the church that I attended at that time, First Baptist Church in Calgary. Now, I had always loved water sports, of any kind and doing crafts, and I loved the camaraderie of the camp, getting to know the other people. But this year, I found myself listening more intently to the Bible studies and to the devotions. I spent hours talking to Dr. Gordon, and before the end of the camp, I was baptized in Gull Lake. God was calling, and in that moment, God gave himself to me and called me to be a child in his family. Then I went off to high school. Gradually, it became clear in high school that the Spirit was calling me to be a teacher and a minister, or both. Both would be great challenges for me because I had a severe learning disability. Some people call it dyslexia. I was in grade 10 and I had never read a book from cover to cover. My reading speed was about one quarter that of the average grade 10 student. My eyes did not track smoothly across the page. My word span was one word at a time. I could not remember the spelling of words. I substituted words like through for thought. How could a person like me go to university to become a teacher or a pastor? But I did go. and I could do it. So I became a teacher and at times a preacher. Okay, God has called you to be one of his children. The Spirit has given us gifts to use as the child of God. What now? Now God is calling us to service, to get to work. Perhaps it would be helpful if I shared some of the things that the Spirit led me to do. It led me to go into a classroom and learn to teach children. It led me to work with classes of disabled children and to teach behavior problem children. It led me also to teach teachers of the importance of physical education in a school. Then God called me to go. He called me to go to Banff. There I learned to be a principal and how to select and hire teachers who love children. I thought everything was great. Then the call came again, and off to Kamloops. I became the principal of a school where there were behavior intervention classes. I wonder if that was the need. I also found this church, and the Spirit is teaching me in this church to be an elder and to work with people. And I was happy again. But God wasn't finished. Then off to Victoria to help write a new curriculum for BC schools centered on the child. Then 9 years of traveling all over BC to all the school districts to implement that new curriculum. Finally, he sent me to the university to work with teacher candidates, that is, people who wanted to become teachers. Funny thing about that, too. The university faculty are supposed to have a doctorate degree, or at least a master's degree. I have only 2 graduate diplomas, one in administration and one in theology. But I worked there for 12 years, and some of that time I was chair of the School of Education. Well, I've missed many things that the Spirit led me to do. But you will notice that I did not become a pastor. I did not become a minister. The Spirit simply didn't give me all the skills necessary to be a pastor. So, Dave, you say, that's all fine and good for you. But I'm old or busy, and I'm not sure that God has called me. There is a simple way to be sure. I'd like to challenge you this morning. I challenge you when you go home today to write down 1 or 2 of the most important gifts that the Spirit has given you. Remember, you have them all, but there are some that are important for you. There are several lists of those gifts, like the one I read this morning in Corinthians 12:28, but others as well. Now, using the gift that's the most important, I want you to write down all the things that you have done to be a helper, to be a teacher, to be whatever it is. If it's hard to get started, if you're unsure or unconvinced about what I'm saying, then I suggest you start with helping. Seems to be most of us can find that gift and go from there. And you will be surprised. I guarantee it. The Spirit guarantees it. God has called you to be his family. The Spirit will show you your gifts. God is calling you to service, to use your gifts. This is important because using your gifts has a wonderful result. The Spirit will give you beautiful. beautiful fruit. Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Generosity. Faithfulness. Gentleness. Self-control. And as David said, Galatians 5:22. Oh, remember Steve's mirror from, I think it's 4 weeks ago? Some of you could not or would not look in the mirror and declare that the person in the mirror, it was a child of God. Now I know we're Presbyterians, not given to overt displays, especially of self-worth. But I invite you when you go home to stand in front of a mirror and declare to the person in that mirror that you are called by God to be His child forever. Amen.